What is military? What is it in the military? Why is it that there are people who are actually thinking of being a part of it? And yung mga terms na hindi familiar, especially the ordinary people, I can only think of the best person to ask. None other than, of course, a person who is already in the military man in my life, introducing HM3 Ortiz. Thinking of having your own podcast? Check out anchor.fm. It's the easiest way to make one, and it's what I use for my podcast. I fell in love and chose to marry a military member. I had no idea what it would be like, and it was nothing close to what I had expected. What is life like for a military family? Hello, troopers! Welcome to the Afterthought on the Military Family Podcast, where you will hear stories straight from a military wife. And I am your host, Mommy Rich. Every week, I will be exploring not only my experiences as a military wife, but also real stories and lessons from military members, spouses, children, and even parents who have faced disappointments and excitements, challenges, and celebrations of this chosen lifestyle. Excited to explore adventures as a military family? Let's get started! Ayan, so we are now in our pilot episode, and syempre, naisip ko, what is the best way to start this podcast? Other than going back to basics. Not everyone knows what military is all about. Kaya naisip ko, bago natin himay-himayin yung iba pang mga stories behind military families, alamin muna natin kung what is military? What is it in the military? Why is it that there are people who are actually thinking of being a part of it? And yung mga terms na hindi familiar, especially the ordinary people, I can only think of the best person to ask. None other than, of course, a person who is already in the military, introducing HM3 Ortiz.
Hello everyone, my name is Gary. I hope you guys enjoyed this show.
Ayan. Na ano ko, hello Gary.
Hello.
Ayan, so, well, it's very obvious naman, di ba, Gary? Meron kaming term of endearment, so medyo ang hirap na tawagin ko siyang Gary. But yeah, both of us are very nervous in doing this. Wala naman kaming practice, but let's just try and do this in a very casual way. Shall we, honey?
Yes, we shall.
Ayan. Honey. Okay, so, simulan na muna natin. HM3 Ortiz, siguro, ano muna tayo? Yung pinaka-basic na siguro tanong din sa military. So, what is military all about?
I would say in my own word, military forces, I would say armed forces, that the very basic ng function niya is to protect or help humanitarian. For example, may disaster or may calamity, military ang ginagamit talaga dyan. Kasi for the most part, trained yung mga tao na pinapadala. Like sanay na sa kahit na anong ibigay mong weather or let's say terrorist, sanay yan sa mga yan.
Oh.
And then healthy for the most part din.
Okay, so you mentioned about trainings and you mentioned about kailangan healthy. So, As far as you know, what are the requirements? Are there any requirements para maka-join ng isang tao sa military?
Yeah, definitely may requirements. Napakaraming requirements actually. Hindi lang siya yung kahit sinong gustong sumali, makakasali ka agad. One of the basic requirements, syempre yung age. Kasi ako, nasa Navy ako, so part of it will be yung legal mo, yung kailangan mayroon kang paperwork, either green card or citizen ka, US citizen. And then, kailangan din medically ready ka. walang problema sa'yo, yung tipong you did treatment right away. Kumbaga, you should have a clean bill of health. You don't need physical therapy, you don't need to see a doctor every or like once a month just to monitor kung ano yung condition mo.
Yeah.
And then wala kang known or like literal na disability. Like for example, kaya mong mag-duck, kaya mong lumuhod, kaya mong nakadapa. May mga ibang tao kasi hindi kaya. And yun yung mga basic functions na ano. Siyempre, wala ka din known disease like na virus, mayroon ka din immunization sa lahat.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung pinaka, I would say, basic. Ang isa pang isa is kailangan pumasa ka sa background investigation.
So meron din
palang yung background.
Parang pa-security checking.
Definitely. Kasi hindi natin alam kung baka spy ka or you're just trying to learn secrets from the military. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Personally, I don't know kung pare-pareho ba ng branches of military for every country. But for now, this talk with my husband, it's about the U.S. military service. So, yan. HM3 Ortiz, okay. Pwede mo bang banggitin sa amin kung ano yung mga branches?
Of course.
And which branch
generally,
are you in?
Yeah. Nasa Navy ako, US Navy. Generally, all countries have the same branches. Laging meron yung army, which is yung mga soldiers. Most of the time, yung soldiers, sila yung ground forces. Meron ding marines, ground forces din sila, pero pwede din sila sa water, kaya nga marine. You can be ground and you can be in water as well. Ang Navy naman, water talaga sila. Like, yung mga ships, yung mga warships. Then Air Force, you have Air Force, yung planes, obviously. Sila naman yung responsible for bombing na mga ginagawa.
Or monitoring them, right? Like, from the
meron
above.
Din again. Okay. Yes. So, meron din Coast Guard. A lot of people don't classify them as branches of military. But they are also part of it. And then, pinakabago yung Space Force.
Huh?
So, sooner, magkakaroon din ng defense ang Amerika sa space.
Ano ba to? Against the aliens?
Pwedeng against the aliens or against sa ibang countries.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
May mga ibang developed countries na din na may mga space force na ang tinatawag.
Space Force. Wow. Guys, ako personally, asawa ko na nasa military ha. I didn't know. Meron na palang branch of the military, which you call Space Force. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's funny kasi sa Netflix, meron talagang TV series si, I forgot his name, Karel ata. Siya yung, well, he's making a mockery of the Space Force, but it's actually funny. Yeah. So far, nasa ground pa lang sila, but eventually, mangyayari na din na may mga nakadestino na sa space.
Outer space. Wow! Very interesting. Okay, sige. So you've mentioned those different branches. You said Navy, Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines. Tama ba? Kasi before, di ba, ang alam ko, dati, like ages ago, dati, puro lalaki lang. Ngayon ba, ganun pa din ba? Or may changes na ba about gender qualifications when it comes to joining the military?
So definitely, simula yun ng World War II. Napansin na medyo matagal yung gera, ang daming namamatay ng mga lalaki.
Yeah.
And there's no choice talaga than kesa sa kumuha ka ng super bata, like maybe 15-year-olds. Or
to start training them, right?
Start training them and then send them to sa war or kumuha ka din ng mga okay naman na physically ready din, mentally ready din, mga babae. Nag-start yan ng World War II. And then eventually, nag-progress and then eventually, sinama na mismo sa, in-integrate na sa lahat ng branches. Sa ngayon, medyo open din sa, in terms of gender. There was a time na ayaw ni Trump. Gusto niya dalawang gender lang, either male or female. But lately, we're open also to having third sex, like, you know, gay, lesbian. I think there was a time that transgender okay din eh. So
as long as, of course, they meet the basic qualifications, like
basic,
you're physically
correct.
Fit, You're mentally stable, I'm assuming, di ba ganun?
Mm-hmm.
You're emotionally ready. I think yun lang naman talaga yung mga basic na. Pag na-meet mo yon, then go. I'm sure yung psychological capacity mo din, di ba?
Definitely.
Okay, so, well, that's good to know. Now there is parang diversity with regards to gender requirement or gender qualifications in the military. So far, ako, I've met individuals who are part of the third sex that are in the military and they're excelling as far as I know. But ikaw, i-correct mo ako, meron ka rin namang mga kakilalang, alam mo yun, they're doing okay at nakikipagsabayan sila.
Yeah, definitely more than okay. Like I said, maraming base qualifications talaga. Maraming, let's say, akala mo magaling talaga kasi physically okay, but pagdating sa medical, may nakikitang something that would disqualify them. Pwede din sa age, pwede din sa background investigation nila. They could have had prior criminal
case or
cases,
incident.
Yeah, sa incidents ng bata pa sila. So, a lot of disqualifying factors. So, mahirap talaga. Hindi lahat. Ang sabi nga sa amin sa bootcamp, 1% of the whole population lang ang military.
Oh.
So, hindi pa yun, hindi pa nga 10% eh. Literal 1% lang. Ang whole branches pa yun. Hindi lang yung basta Navy. The whole branches.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So, talagang, ano, sinasala talagang mabuti.
Yeah, meron din intellectual test din kami. Before you start, ang tawag namin doon, ASVAB. It determines yung aptitude test mo, kung nakakaintindi ka ba, nakakapagsulat ka ba, and then how you deal with problems, ganyan, either math, science, medical, ganyan, or basic lang ng mga tools.
Mm-hmm.
So, maraming
factors.
Things talaga, factors to get disqualified.
Oh, wow. Nangyari ba, or nangyayari ba yung parang the way for them to motivate their trainees or their soldiers, I don't know what it's called, sometimes parang they curse or alam mo yun yung they say harsh words. And is that really happening during trainings?
Definitely. I would say naging softer na sila. They tend to watch what they say. Nandun pa rin yung essence, but sometimes they hold back on what they're saying. Mapapansin mo din kasi parang nag-iisip na sila sa mga sinasabi nila. Hindi na sila yung tipong typical na train before kasi marami na nagreklamo. Especially kasi military, wala talagang gender dyan. Walang race dyan. Walang discrimination. That is from what my view nung nandun ako. Personally, hindi ko naramdaman talaga na may discrimination. Patas talaga ang touring nila sa'yo. So, kahit na may culture ka, like we have like people coming from Africa or Asian, iba-iba yung culture.
Yeah.
And generally, yung mga African brothers namin, na-offend sila whenever somebody curses. They feel like sila yung minumura. So, they speak up, they say something that they get offended, and they request not for those words to be used again kasi they feel like sila yung sinasabihan. I believe, siguro, I would say before, they don't care. Like, you in the training environment, we don't care what you think. I mean, or how you feel. You train the same way, the same, everybody was trained across the
Kumbaga,
board.
Parang walang special but treatment just because you
feel
degraded.
Just because, yeah, exactly.
Or iba kasi yung kinalakhan mo. You're not used to a culture of cursing.
Ngayon, during my time, that was back in 2014, they can then listen. Then they ask, like, does anybody get offended whenever I say fuck? I don't mean it like, I don't say it to an individual.
Not directing
it's more
it
of
to
like
a
an inspection or more of like, you know, because I'm mad, I'm expressing myself. And yeah, yun nga, yung isa sa kanila nagsabi na, I get offended, please don't use that again.
Oh.
So they change. They changed how they talk.
Oh, okay. Meron bang mga, like, while you were in the boot camp, meron ka bang mga naging kasamahan na hindi kinaya? At for whatever reason, whether it was because of the degrading remarks or the physical difficulty of the trainings, being homesick?
Marami. Maraming. Napakaraming reason, to be honest. Marami yung hindi nila kaya yung physical part. marami yung psychological part, hindi sila sanay na sinisigawan sila, hindi sila sanay na pinipressure sila, hindi sila sanay na walang technology, hindi sila sanay na lahat nakadikta kung ano yung kailangan nilang gawin. Meron din medical-wise, hindi nila kaya kasi they're experiencing something.
Like siguro,
physical na
shortness
medical.
Of breath or
meron din
difficulty breathing.
Parang ganun, o chest pain, ganyan. Meron din na psychological. Meron din isa sa amin, 18 years old na siya, ata o 19, nasa same division ko nun. Twice siyang umihi sa bed niya. So, parang sa kanila, hindi, that's not normal. So, pinrasses out siya. Yung iba naman talagang matitigas lang ulo, they fight. They really fight whatever the RDCs are saying. Hindi pa pwede kasi yun eh. So, they have to be released.
Oh, yun. So, madami pala din. So, would you know kung ilan kayong nag-start and then ilan na lang kayong natira? May idea ka ba?
If I remember correctly, I believe we started around 90 to 100 and then gumaduate lang kami ng mga 70-something.
Oh, so mga...
Definitely mga 20 plus
yung
ang nawala.
Nawala. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, so kayo talaga
mayroon
yung...
Mayroon pang isa. Uh-huh. Yeah, mayroon pang isa. Kasi may tinatawag kaming watch. Watch meaning, ikaw yung magbabantay ng mga kasama mo. Like kung tulog kami, 80 persons tulog, di ba? May isang taong gising to watch kung okay ba yung paligid, kung may intruder, kung may nasusunog ba, to wake up everybody kung ano, or kung mayroong emergency. May, siya yung responsible mo. Yung responsibility mo is to wake up everybody and get everybody safe. May isa na nasa watch siya, nakatulog. And this is like, kasi 8 weeks yun eh. 8 weeks ang training namin. By the 8th week, malapit ka na gumraduate. More practice na lang ginagawa nyo. Tapos na yung pinaka-last na obstacle. Tawag namin doon battle station. Tapos ka na doon. So generally, kumbaga, pagdating sa, ano, sa school, tapos na yung academic part. Nag-take ka na ng last test mo, pumasa ka. Yung last few weeks mo na lang is more sa practice na lang on the graduation point. Nandun na kami sa part na yun, but we still have to continue the watch kasi somebody has to like watch the door na walang papasok na intruder or something like that. Nakatulog siya, nakita siya ng isang chief na mataas ang position. Nirecommend na ibalik siya sa pinakaumpisang week, sa first week.
Oh no.
Pag-graduate ka na, binalik ka pa 2 months.
That sucks. Yeah. That sucks.
It does, yeah.
Ay, okay. Well,
kumbaga parang nag-summer ka pa.
Yes, nag-summer ka pa.
Graduate ka na, nag-summer ka pa.
Well, thank you for that information, HM3 Ortiz. So, ayan, kahit pa paano, meron na tayong basic knowledge dyan sa pag mag-join ka sa military and if you're interested to go for the military. Now, if we're gonna connect it with our show, because our show talks more about not just the military life itself, but I'd like to focus more on the importance of having a family in the military. So this topic is actually, for me, ha, it's quite broad in a sense kasi family can mean a lot. Parang it can mean yung core family mo na your wife, your children, you as the military service person. Or your family na your parents, your siblings, your relatives, lalo na kung wala ka pang asawa, for example, I still consider that as part of a military family. Would you agree with me?
100%. Kasi naalala ko nung nasa bootcamp pa kami, and then super basic training yun. Sabi nung RDC namin doon, recruit division commander tawag namin, kung wala kang family, ang military, pag sumali ka and then you're qualified, ibibigay nila lahat sa'yo ng basic things. Ano ba mga basic things? Cloth, di ba? Damit.
Clothing, okay.
Shelter. Yeah, clothing, shelter, obviously food, di ba? Pag okay ka doon, bibigay din sa'yo yung security kasi syempre you'll feel secure kasi nasa loob ka ng base, walang mangyayari sa'yo. And then in terms of belongingness, andyan yung mga kasama mo. Kung wala kang family, itong mga kasama mo, yan ang magiging family mo. So, dun pa lang sa training namin, tinuturuan ka tanggalin yung individuality mo.
Individualism.
Yeah, they want you to be more of like a team player. They want you to meld and kung ano man yung differences nyo, magkaiba kayo ng height, magkaiba kayo ng religion, magkaiba kayo ng ethnicity, ng culture, you will be the same core. You will work as a team. Yun yung training namin talaga. Wala kaming nakikitang race or any
discrimination.
So,
wow, that's
yun yung training talaga namin.
That's very
and
nice.
Everybody becomes a family and we accept each other.
Okay, well, that's very good to know. But having your own family outside the military and inside, when I say inside, is yun nga, meron kang military spouse, meron kang military children. Hindi ko alam kung paano itatawag yun. But they also play a factor kapag nasa loob
Definitely.
Ka na ng military. So,
Definitely.
Siguro, can you tell us briefly, kasi you mentioned about you're being trained to take care of each other inside as brothers and sisters kasi you're one big family. Those are your mga katropa or katroops, yung gano'n, troops niya yun, di ba? Paano naman yung role, ano pa ang nagiging role ng mga military spouses or military parents or your siblings or your relatives? Ano pang role ang piniplay nila sa military?
Definitely malaki kasi nandun yung tinatawag mo na support. So, madalas, pag nasa training ka, feeling mo parang pagod na pagod ka, feeling mo hindi mo na kaya, and then knowing that there's someone that relies on you or knowing that there's someone to support you all the way, parang lumalakas yung loob mo that you're able to accomplish whatever task na binibigay sa'yo. Like for example, sabihin sa'yo, oh, tomorrow tatakbo tayo ng, let's say, 20 kilometers or 10 kilometers.
Wow, 10 to 20 kilometers.
So, kahit na hindi ka ready, kahit na ayaw mo, kahit na pagod ka, knowing na after that training, tapos na lahat and everything's gonna be good, parang iniisip na lang sa back of your mind lagi, this is for my family, this is for my kids, this is for my wife or husband. So, malaking factor talaga pang family. Kasi pag minsan, like, yung mga kasama mo lang, yung brothers and sisters mo naman, pwede din makatulong. Kasi pag nakikita nila nag-struggle ka, and I see this all the time, pag mayroon kaming task or training na, let's say, mayroon kaming gagawin na training na, oh, kailangan, we're gonna bring this log na napakabigat papunta doon, so mga 5 miles away. So, kailangan lahat kayo magtutulungan. Pag mayroon isang medyo naglalag, tapos hindi niya kaya, we support each other. Yeah, man, you can do it. Come on, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Ikaw na parang gusto mo na mag-give up. Parang nahihiya ka na din at parang nagkakaroon ng lakas ng konti to push through. Kasi may mga camaraderie ka or family as you treat them that supports you. So, malaking factor yung family. Honestly, kung wala yung support ng family, siguro matagal na din akong lumabas. Dahil mahirap. Hindi siya madali.
Aww.
Emotionally, mentally, physically, mahirap talaga. So,
wow.
Thank you. Also for you for being there for me.
Hi! Teka lang ang haba ng hair ko. You're very welcome, HM3 Ortiz. May ganun eh, no? Medyo naramdaman ko yun, yung sinabi mo na mahirap talaga. Like, trainings alone, yung pagwala yung support ng family, or like siguro, at the back of your head, iisipin mo, you have no one there. Parang it's difficult. And mas nakaka-motivate din siguro on your part na when you wake up each day and then you had to undergo this vigorous trainings and then parang at the back of your head, you would always think na, oh, para to sa, mabawa, para to sa asawa ko or para to sa parents ko kung sakali mang singles pa yung mga nasa service. Or para to sa girlfriend ko. Alam mo yun, parang mas nagiging iba yung level ng motivation mo, di ba?
Yes, definitely.
This podcast is powered by Anchor.fm. Making a podcast is free and easy with Anchor.fm.
Yan naman talaga lagi, if you're fighting for someone na lalo na mahal mo or you respect, you draw more energy or strength, I would say, to surpass kung ano man yung obstacle na hinaharap mo. Madalas pa nun, like I said, ang hirap kasi hindi ka umuwi sa bahay niyo. You don't sleep on your bed, you don't take a shower. Madalas, you're sleep deprived, wala kang tulog. wala ka masyadong, yung kinakain mo, ano lang yun, like MRE lang, na meals ready to eat.
What is MRE again?
Meals ready to eat.
Meals
so,
ready to eat. Okay.
Yun lang kakainin mo na, sobrang basic na, sobrang hindi, sometimes it's not even your preference na kainin mo, pero yun lang yung meron. So, kakain ka kasi ayaw mo din naman magutom. Kasi lahat ng individual on that training is important. That you have to understand. Kasi pag ikaw nagkasakit, may mga ibang resources na gagamitin para lang masikaso ka. Imbis na every resources na gagamitin nyo is towards your mission, mahati patuloy yung resources. So, you have to take care of yourself para lang matapos yung kagad yung mission nyo. So, hindi lang siya basta, oh, I do it today, tomorrow, I take a rest, or, di ba, tonight naman, pag-uwi ko, I'll eat this delicious food, di ba? Sometimes you don't even get to do that kasi nga, you'll be out on the field for a month or maybe longer.
Wow.
Training lang yun, hindi pa yung deployment. Ang deployment is definitely 6 months.
Training pa lang yun? Hindi pa yung deployment?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Hindi pa yung deployment.
Sorry, I have to cut you. You've mentioned about the word training and deployment. What's the difference of those two?
So, training is more of like a repetition of doing the same things all over again para pagdating ng point na kailangan mo na talagang gawin siya in real life, like literally, andun ka na, like for example, deployment, yun yung in real life. Kumbaga, training is just more of like practice and practice and practice. The deployment is the actual thing. Wala nang training dyan. So, kung sa training, binibigyan kayo ng blank bullets, binibigyan kayo ng rifle na hindi totoo, pagdating mo sa deployment, lahat doon totoo. Lahat ng ilalagay mo sa rifle mo, totoong bala. And then, at any time, you should be ready to engage to any enemy. Ganun dapat yung mentally prepared, psychologically prepared ka to engage.
Oh.
At any time. And doesn't matter kung madaling araw yan, doesn't matter kung mag-off ka na bukas, or doesn't matter kung Sunday ngayon, tapos religion mo, iba, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy doesn't care. They will strike at you when you least expect them.
Wow. Wow, that's heavy. And that is, it sounded so serious. I know it is, but it really sounded so life-threatening kapag nandun ka na sa deployment stage, siguro.
Definitely, kasi yung training na ginagawa namin na practice and practice, pagdating sa point na nandun na yung actual thing na kailangan na namin gawin, like for example, engaging to an enemy. Dahil ilang beses namin pinractice yan, parang second nature na lang yun sa amin. How would we react to it? Magugulat ka, I would say, pero hindi kayo
caught
tipong
off guard.
Tutunganga.
Oo, or
hindi ka tutunganga.
Ano nga ba yung tutunganga
na,
sa
anong
English?
Gagawin ko?
Paisip tuloy ako, yung mental block, parang ganun.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely training help to get you more comfortable to any situation that would happen. Kahit naman, let's say, hindi ka komportable. In my case, I'm more of medical. We've done CPR multiple times in training. Like, lahat lang yun, training lang. But in actual life, currently, ginagawa namin talaga ngayon is currently CPR talaga on an actual person na walang pulso. It helps kasi nakakapag-isip ka during those moments. Kasi pag ikaw nagpapanik ka, most of the time, tunnel vision ka. You'll be like, ito lang kailangan kong gawin. If you prepare yourself, if you train multiple times, you'll be thinking forward, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Even ako yung nagsi-CPR, I can lead people then. Okay, hey you, can you get the AED device? Hey you, can you call 911? Hey you, can you ask for help? Hey you, yeah. So, hindi ka lang yung, okay, this is what I need to do. You'll be thinking forward and you'll be thinking out of the box.
Wow.
It's just because of training. And that helps a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely, well, sabi nga nila, di ba, hindi ka naman pwedeng pumunta sa gera nang hindi ka ready, nang wala kang bala yung baril mo or something like that. But going back to, you've mentioned about getting deployed, give us a little more of clarification na soldier equals war? Or is there more, deeper than just soldiers, guns, rifles, bullets, wars? Is there anything deeper than just those elements na nakikita lang ng mga civilians or ng mga tao sa, let's say, sa TV, pag nanonood ng news, yun lang kasi yung nakikita nila, uniform. Alam mo yon, yung mga nakaganon lang. Ano pa ba ang meron behind that line or those elements?
There's a lot, actually. Military, just like in any other organization, marami kayong roles. Para hindi kayo pare-pareho ng ginagawa, may mga roles kayo. Definitely may mga supervisor level na will let you know what you need to do. At meron din tipong grunt work. Yung tipong sila yung gagawa ng mga, let's say, yung mga labor.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga yung tipong manpower and legwork sila yung gagawa nun. When I say that, yun yung tipong nakikita mong pinapadala sa nadideploy. Kasi yun yung tinrain nila. Me, for example, kahit medical ako, I had training din to go on deployments. I was with the Marines before. So, kahit na medical ako, wala nila ng medical. I have to be trained how they do it. Pero kung ang trabaho mo is, let's say, sa paperwork na admin or like tagagawa ka ng payroll or tagaayos ka ng mga legal problems, hindi ka madedeploy. Kasi hindi lang naman war ang ginagawa ng military. Marami yan aspect. Like, compared to any other corporation, like mong corporation, syempre may mga meeting yan ng mga head, tapos may medical part din yan, may billing part, may money, mayroon din supply, nakakailangan mo din kumuha ng mga supply, ng mga gamit. So, yung mga yon, although nade-deploy sila, hindi sila yung mismong nasa front of the line.
Yung lalaban, yung kahawak ng baril.
Yung lalaban.
Oh.
Kasi, although may training din lahat kami, pare-pareho kami ng training, hindi pareho yung training namin na ihaharap kami sa mismong harap.
Mm.
But, everybody is essential. Everybody is required sa para may pasa yung mission na yun. Kasi kung, let's say, kailangan mo ng ano, blanket, napunta kayo sa desert, kahit tas malamig sa gabi, wala kang blanket dahil nga yung supply, yung logistics, hindi na i-order yun at hindi nabigay sa'yo. So, may hirapan kayo, mag-adjust kayo, mapupuyat kayo. Pagdating the time na kailangan nyo mag-perform na may kalaban, hindi ganun kaganda performance yun. So, pwedeng may mamatay, pwedeng may ma-injured dahil sa small na problema na naidulot nung logistics. So, everybody has to do their own job and everybody is, lahat kami, we rely on
you have your, like, everybody should contribute. Merong mga, yung mga little contributions of each and every individual inside the military, not necessarily to hold the gun and face mm-hmm. the enemies or be in the front lines. Diba yun yun eh? Frontliners talaga, diba?
Definitely. So, lahat kami may mga basic training. For example, ako, medical ako. And in terms of that sa kanya, cook siya, diba? May konti din siyang training in terms of how to treat himself mm. ng mga basic wounds, ganyan. At kung paano ma-analyze or maano mo kung sino yung dapat unahin. Kung nga, walang medical dun sa area nila
mm-hmm.
at may na-aksidente. You have the basic training just to know kung ano yung mga next steps na kailangan mong gawin. Or para lang makontrol, like say, may bleeding. Lagyan mo ng tourniquet para hindi siya dumugo kasi mabilis mamamatay yan kung lalabas lang yung dugo niyan. So, yung mga basic training, lahat yung may mga basic training of other people's primary training. So, ako, yung primary training ko as a medical is to support everybody who needs medical attention.
Of course, yeah.
Sa kanya, yung primary training niya is to cook and to support yung food to sustain everybody kasi syempre kailangan mo yung kumain. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 times a day, kailangan mo kumain.
Mm-hmm.
Yung trabaho niya is to sustain that support. Ngayon, mayroon din akong basic understanding ng trabaho niya. He has a basic understanding ng trabaho ko. Same thing din sa mga security forces. May mga basic understanding din sila sa mga individual na work. Pero sila pa rin yung primary. Ang primary nilang trabaho is to secure the ship. Kung mayroon mang, let's say, na pirates na gustong take over yung ship, sila yung asahan namin kasi yun yung primary work nila. Ngayon, kung if they need help, like, hey, we're losing bodies, we need more help. Okay, tell us what we need to do. Like, okay, you need to shoot this. Like, yung shooting alone, like, lahat kami trained how to shoot.
Mm.
But, ganun ba kami kagaling?
Mm.
Some of us are and some of us are not. But, the more you do it, the more you get there.
Of course. So, sa mga bases ba, sa military base, Military bases ba yung parang napapanood lang natin sa mga movies and sa TVs na mga tents lang siya? Or meron bang mga may pamilya sa loob ng military bases sa mga ships? Kasi paano kung may asawa ka? Halimbawa, di ba? Can they stay with you in the military base?
So, dadalawa yan eh. Kung deployed ka, 100% hindi pwede. Bawal ang family. Kasi hindi natin alam. And anything can happen pag deployed ka. Pag hindi ka deployed, meaning nandun ka lang sa island na friendly, let's say, nasa loob lang mismo ng US or any friendly nation ng US, then pwede, definitely. We encourage family to be there kasi secured yung area. But if you are in a war zone or if you are technically deployed, bawal ang family. Kasi when you say deployed, there is a mission that kailangan mong gawin. Ngayon, kung may family, mga military members, and something happened to the military members, yeah, family members ng military, pwede maapektuhan yung mission mo. Yung mission mo, yung importante. Yun yung unang-unang priority talaga pagdating sa deployment. May mission kayong lahat. So, ayaw natin magkaroon ng any factors to delay the mission or to have it postponed or canceled kasi dahil lang sa may family member na kailangan ng medical attention, ganyan. It will happen. So, we try to remove outside factors to affect the mission.
Okay. Yung mga hindi deployment, so yung mga military bases na alam mo, kasi iilan lang din naman yung alam ko, which yung mga napuntahan naman na natin, merong mga families inside the base. Are there any housings?
Yes, okay. Definitely. Yung housing, basic housing sa bases, hindi siya yung sobrang magaganda. More of like generic
basic,
sila.
Basic,
yeah, so yung simple room na may AC, may tubig, may ilaw. Sometimes walang fridge, but yung iba meron. Yung washer and dryer din. Most of the time meron. Pag wala, then pwedeng mag-i-provide sa'yo ng ano, kasi kailangan kasama yan.
Yeah.
They try to provide everything na para hindi ka lumabas ng base. Yun yung number one priority ng mga bases na housing.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, like I said, kung nandun kayo sa, ano, sa loob ng US or sa friendly nation, may pwede yung family doon. Pero yung mga sinasabi mo may tent, deployment yun. So, hindi pwede.
I see. Okay. Oh,
kasi, ibig sabihin, hindi nila talagang base yun. Nangiki-base lang sila.
Okay.
And, they're always defending that area. Mataas ang alert level.
I see.
Securities pag ganun.
Okay. Is there an option for military members to not live in the base? Meron bang ganun? Ano yung dapat sa base ka lang, hindi ka pwedeng off base?
So, it really depends sa base kung saan ka naka-assign. Kung kaya nila i-accommodate yung mga kailangan mo, then definitely everybody's encouraged to live on base. Pwede ka din off base kung married ka.
Kapag or, married ka, okay.
Yes, or kung mataas na yung rango mo, like E5 and above, pwede ka na tumira off base kasi technically, yung E5 is kind of like a supervisor level na. So, they know na kaya mo mag-isa. Madalas kasi, yung mga mababang rango, mga bata pa. So, hindi pa nila kayang tumira by themselves, they still need help, they still need people to do things for them. Kaya sa barak sila nilalagay. Pero pag tumaas na yung rango mo, you have shown maturity, ibig sabihin, kaya mo na. Kaya mo nang tumira by yourself. Ngayon, kung wife naman or husband na may asawa yung military member, kahit na bata ka pa, hindi ka pwede sa barracks. Kasi ang barracks is for military members lang. Kung married ka, kahit bata ka pa, pwede ka na sa labas ng base kasi ang understanding doon, ang expectation is dalawa na kayong would definitely supervise each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ka technically mag-isa.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is there for you to support you and to guide you kung anong kailangan mo.
You have an option. Is it an option? You have an option or automatic you're gonna live off base?
Pag married ka, you have the option.
You have an option. Oh, okay.
Unless, like I said, depends on the base where you're gonna be stationed at. Kasi yung pwede yung base na yon sa labas ng base, wala talaga. Literal, wala kang
available
pwedeng,
housing.
Walang available na housing. Or it might be too dangerous to live off base. Like, let's say, sa Cuba, we don't generally allow people to live off base. Kasi medyo hindi ganun ka-secure.
Hindi advisable.
Hindi advisable talaga. So, it really depends on the base.
I see. Wow, may that's mga, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so, mag-ano tayo ngayon? Dahil, by the way guys, this is actually a two-part episode. One is general information about the military. And of course, the second part would be, we're gonna focus on HM3 Ortiz's story when he joined the military. So, siguro konting ano pa, konting background na lang for the general information about the military before we jump over to you, HM3 Ortiz. So, mas okay ba sa'yo na you are in the military, that you're single all throughout? Kasi, bago naman tayo nagkakilala, nasa military ka na eh. So, I know you'll be able to compare. Or, would you prefer comparison on your preference or sa mga pinagdaanan mo all throughout?
My preference, definitely mas maganda may family ka. Kasi, you have that support. After work, you have someone to talk to. Kahit naman, for example, sa barracks ako, kung nagkataon, sa barracks ako nakatira kasi wala akong asawa. Some, yung ibang barracks kasi, you have your own room. Sometimes, hindi mo gusto yung roommate mo
mm-hmm.
o yung housemate mo, wala ka din makausap. So, iba din na may kausap ka, mayroong someone's there for you to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Importante talaga na may family. But, it will really depend on the goal ng tao. I'm only speaking for myself. Yung ibang tao, ayaw nila magpakasal kasi marami pa silang gustong ma-achieve. And may mga ibang available assignments, ang tawag namin, na kunwari, mapunta ka sa ginto, sa ibang duty station, pwede lang nilang tanggapin doon yung mga single. So, mas madali kang makakapunta doon. Kung yun isa sa mga goal mo is to travel or to be able to do a lot to improve yourself, definitely being single is better. But in my case, I would definitely say being married is definitely better.
Dahil ba ang nag-i-interview sa'yo ay asawa mo?
Yes.
Huwag ka magkakamali ng sagot.
Kailangan masabi na married talaga.
Or else, sige, babalik ka sa pagka-single. Ah, char!
Ayaw.
Ah, okay. So, magandang analogy yun. Na oo nga, no, when you decide to get married, when I say cons, is yun nga, yung sa career advancement mo, wala kang iintindihin masyado kapag single ka, right?
Definitely. So, it really depends on your goals. Kasi, mayroon din kami tinatawag na program. Like, kasi ako, enlisted ako. So, I'm not an officer. Dalawa kasing route yan to go to a military. From the enlisted side, and if I want to go to the officer side, and then may program sila, like for example, gusto mo maging doctor, or you want to be a physician assistant, kind of like a medical part na ikaw yung nagsasabi sa, ikaw yung titingin sa mga pasyente kung may sakit sila o wala. There is a clause right there na kailangan, ginto lang yung age mo, and then kailangan wala kang asawa. And all throughout that program, let's say 2 to 4 years or 5 years, hindi ka pwede magpakasal o hindi ka pwede magkaanak.
Wow.
Dahil makakancel yung kontrata mo pag ginawa mo yun. Dahil nga, that, hindi naman sinasabi na family is gonna prevent you from doing whatever you wanted to do. Ganun kasi ka-focus yung military na pag sinabing, ito lang yung gagawin mo for the rest of your contract dito, then ito lang yung gagawin mo for the rest of your contract dito. Ngayon, naka-train, may nasa training environment ka. And then for 4 months, nasa training ka, bawal ka tumira off base, dito ka lang sa barracks, then dito ka lang sa barracks. It doesn't matter kung married ka or not. Kasi kailangan, yung immersion importante din eh. And then you have to understand din na yung buhay and then yung camaraderie, I would say. And then the actual training na
Grabe pala, ganun talaga. Like, yung ibang mga programs. That's ano.
Ganun naman ang military as a, in general. Pag narinig mo, oh, military yan, strict yan, discipline. Yun yung pinaka-basic.
Okay, oh, sige. So, I guess, marami na tayong natutunan tungkol sa military. Afterthought on the Military Family is a proud member of the Rumble Royale Podcast Network. Thanks for listening. If you are new here and enjoyed this episode, please follow the podcast by tapping the bell to be notified of new episodes. This helps military families who want to live their best lives find the show. And if you would like to share your story, please connect with us through our Facebook page, Mommy Reg, and we would love for you to be part of the show. Remember, you are not alone. Until next time,